Now the Dalai Lama had much to say. Generally speaking, before engaging in a Buddhist practice, you attend to what the purpose and benefits are. This is a very practical procedure. If you skip that stage and you are just told to cultivate compassion, most likely, if you did it at all, you would cultivate something contrived that wouldn't have much juice to it. For example, a classic procedure in Buddhism for cultivating compassion is to develop a way of viewing others as if each sentient being is your own mother. Why do it? Because viewing an individual as your mother brings forth a sense of fondness, cherishing, gentleness, affection, and gratitude. Similarly, if one has a very strong predilection for attachment, really craving, one of the classic early antidotes involves a very strong use of imagination. You imagine the world to be covered with bones and skeletons. Doing this will help calm your mind, which is presently afflicted with craving. This could be a useful temporary device to counteract what is disturbing you. Coming back to the issue of compassion, I feel from my own experience that when I practice compassion, there is an immediate, direct benefit to myself. By practicing compassion, I get 100% benefit, while the benefit to others may be 50%. So, the main motivation for the practice of compassion is self-interest. I think the practice of compassion is like a medication that restores serenity when one is very agitated, the Dalai Lama concluded. The great tranquilizer is compassion.